I think, Nate, you're the most likely to drink pee for the health benefits. I'm the most likely to drink pee for the creative analysis. And Eric, you are the most likely to drink pee to for get a survival on. Panic.
For what?
For survival purposes.
Oh, you think I would just hog all the pee immediately?
I think you would get the most scared and start drinking it first.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Baroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Seasons change, but I've tried hard not to change for you.
And garlic powder. Cayenne pepper. Malden sea salt. Winter.
So hold on. We're okay, so
season,
back up.
Season.
Seasons and seasoning. And so this is such a complex topic that we are delving into not only the top, we're moving from topic to notion.
Right.
Okay, people, you guys really are rocking with that. We're going to the notion of season. So that includes seasoning, seasons as well.
Season. Season. So that's very interesting right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Seasons. Seasons. How did they do that? They call these things these different things. Seasons, the seasons of winter and summer and shit.
Yeah.
So, but when I think of a seasoning like garlic and pepper, I'm trying to understand how they
Well,
did
I think
that.
Seasonings came first before the notion of seasons. Because
really?
Seasoning is a sprinkle of salt on your year, on your lunar cycle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you sprinkle on the garlic salt of winter, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I think seasonings came first before seasons.
Can you imagine bringing some everything but the bagel seasoning to the medieval ages? And putting that on some roast pork. Mm. Give that to the king. You have your own plot of land. You know, you get your own squire and your own maiden, if you know what I mean. Wife. Mm. One of the most beautiful ones.
When are they going to make just the bagel seasoning? That's just...
Oh, you mean bread? You mean bread crumbs?
Well...
Can I just say right now, I hate everything but the bagel seasoning. I want it.
You've said that. You've made that very clear, man.
Oh.
You've battled that. You've already had that put that flag down.
Well, and it's a weird one to make.
It's a weird stance to take, but no one else is making that stand against that seasoning.
Because we like it. Because everyone likes it, except for you.
But I'm different, and I always have been. But... I really actually don't want to come in here with negativity because I feel like I've been weirdly bringing a lot of negativity to this podcast recently. I've got a lot of long messages, essays sent to me about my behavior. And I'd like to bring some positivity for a change. Get back to the root of this podcast. Joy.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to...
I don't know because I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling that way. I feel at my wit's end with life. But... and that's a lie, but I'm gonna try my best to just, you know, that saying fake it till you make it.
I've heard that a lot.
Do you know that saying, the Duchenne smile, what the Duchenne smile is?
No.
What'd you say?
What is that?
It's called the Duchenne smile, dude.
Duchenne Duchenne smile.
Hey, chill.
What?
Duchenne is a man's name who figured this out. If you just smile, if you put a pencil between your teeth and smile like this for 30 seconds, not like some kind of Pink Panther villain. If you smile like that for 30 seconds, it tricks your brain. You're tricking your brain and it's sending chemicals. So everybody just...
I also heard that if you high-five yourself in the mirror... If you give yourself a high five, that's similar thing.
It's sending dopamine.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something about pencils?
Yeah.
Speaking of this, does anybody else have this type of stuff? I have like all these, you see this black spot on my knee right here?
Oh, solid you ink. Know, I mean, graphite.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm seeing it barely.
I've got those all over my legs from going like this as a kid to be funny.
Wow.
Wait, that's a permanent discoloring?
It's little infinite pieces of. I've got them all over my right there. I got one here.
Jesus.
Wow.
I never noticed that on you before.
The original. That's the original tattoo. If you're 8 years old and you're listening to this and you want to be funny to your friends, get one of these things and just start. Yeah, yeah.
And that's the Ticonderoga pencil?
That's the Dixon Ticonderoga. You can't get better than that. That's an American classic right there.
The best, most classic pencil, HB2, soft.
Oh, shit. I like it hard. I like the hard tips.
So the notion.
They used to write with feathers. All right. Thanks for bringing it back. The notion of seasons.
So it begins in the winter with something called January.
Years. Yeah,
right.
That's at the end.
It's interesting that the first season is the most difficult one, at least on the East Coast.
Unless you live on the other hemisphere. And then it's actually Christmas in July.
I can't acknowledge that. I can't accept that. I don't think about
it. I don't understand. Frankly, I don't understand how that works.
No. Something about the pole.
Right, it's definitely polarly related.
I feel like we as humans need to get more in tune with the seasons. Because I feel like right now we are... What are sort of celebration cycles are dependent on pagan rituals, okay? But those are based on seasonal rituals. And I think we've drifted way too far away from the natural orbit of the sun and the planets. And we need to get back to that fucking shit. We need to get back to crazy-ass jubilee. I don't know what a jubilee is, but I feel like that sounds like something that is seasonally related. The autumn jubilee. Doesn't that sound fun?
So bad.
And when the equinox happens, you have a jubilee, a parade of some sorts.
You know what I've always wanted to experience and have never been able to is having some punch at a jubilee out of a big punch bowl.
Yeah.
And what do you put in punch? Rum.
Run. Run.
Yeah, some run, some fruit juice. Now, why do I feel like some punch is all milky?
Yes. Yeah,
why do I have that sort of perception of punch? Calcium. Milky milk punch?
There's calcium Gatorade.
Right. But having a punch at a jubilee and doing a line dance to celebrate your harvest. Right. Can you imagine?
None of them like sexual dances. Like, we've gotten too sexual with dancing. Right. Dancing used to be just... kind of just it was more like clog based, you know, making sounds with your feet on a hardwood surface.
I know. Well,
that's what dancing used to be.
Well, bring them long dresses back. If I see a mini skirt these days, it makes me throw up from how revealing it is and how far away from my values it is. Yeah. But give me them long dresses. Right. Because the long dress makes you actually wonder what they got going on underneath there.
Another dress?
Because if they're wearing a long dress, what do you see first? The colors, the stitching, the pattern work, sure, that's obvious. But the first thing you see on a woman or whoever's choosing to wear that dress first would be what we call their personality.
Right.
Mm. And that's where your imagination, because your imagination is stronger than reality. If I tell you to close your eyes and I put a burger in your mouth and you start thinking about what that burger looks like, oh my God, your teeth can crunch through the layers of your tongue because this thing could be anything. But then, I mean, imagine that. Then you open your eyes and it's a freaking, basically a gray hockey puck. That's what the analogy is.
Right.
Let the imagination do the walking.
What happened to our vivid imaginations as humans?
They got mind controlled.
People used to have wigs on too, so you didn't even know what kind of follow. Men like me could, you know, it was a mystery until you got all naked in the bedroom and you took that fucking powdered wig off. Oops, that's I guess when I'm bald, and they'd be it would be a fun little surprise. instead of a shameful thing that you walk around with.
You should get a powdered wig sewn, surgically sewn into your head. Get that, and it's so powdery everywhere you go. It's a cloud of dust.
Why did they powder those things?
Well, dude, to keep the lice out of that shit. To keep the lice out of that shit. From what I can imagine. No, that
can't be right.
Or maybe it's to make it look white, which is the hair color of God.
The hair of wisdom.
Here's what happens. When you're sometimes in societies, the top echelon of guy back in the day in the patriarchal system was probably a white-haired 76-year-old guy, okay? And he's looking around and he's seeing all these dudes with amazing locks of brown, red, blonde hair, and he's all gray, and he says, "Fuck this shit. I'm going to make it a style that everybody has to be gray like me, so I don't have to, you know, be jealous." And that's what happens.
That's an insecure man who's afraid of age, time, denying. They like denying, rather. They're not afraid of denying. They welcome that.
Yep. I know who's that. So sexy with white hair?
Danny Phantom.
The Witcher.
Oh, who's that?
The video game Witcher.
Oh, no.
Played by Henry Cavill in the Netflix series until something fell apart and they had to recast him with Liam Hemsworth. But in the first two seasons of The Witcher on Netflix, that's Henry Cavill in the white hair. And he make it look good.
Hey, imagine being the first person to have blue hair. You walk up and you walk in the woods and get a bunch of blueberries and rub them on your head. And then you come back to the squad and everybody goes, "What happened?" You go,
"What do you mean?
I have blue hair." "Well, yeah, I have it. I've been selected. I don't know what it is. It's not a disease. I feel happier. Don't smell it." Yeah. But that's a cool thing.
Can we just call out what the fuck is in blueberries? Because you know they look normal on the outside, but you squish that thing open, it's got green liquid in there.
Wait, what type of blueberries are you fucking eating?
Yeah, it's got some kind of crazy liquid in there. It's not like it's blue all the way down. It has some kind of gel in there. It's not a blueberry.
Interesting. All right,
well, let's call them out then.
I ate the blueberries in your apartment and I got food poisoning. And you're talking about green juices, and maybe your body's adapted to this sort of fucked up blueberries that you get. That I just found the cause of what caused my food poisoning.
I love blueberries.
The notion of blueberries is a fictitious one.
What season do blueberries fully come out in? August? So that would be the summer season, as I know it.
I don't know. This notion is much more complex than I had thought when we set into this.
Seasons?
Yeah, because it's not the same. Now. It's
favorite season now.
Fall. Instantly fall. Everybody, my birthday is the Scorpio season. Come on. Everybody loves fall. That's the best season.
Scorpio. It's true. Damn, they made that one sound evil. Scorpio?
Scorpio.
Yep.
And you guys are bold and narcissistic.
And dark. And we like being choked out.
Jesus Christ. Is that true, Nate?
Yep. Hold
on. You like it and choked out.
Choke me out.
Joy Tactics. Oh, I felt really bad last night after a show here in whatever it's called, Wilmington. Yeah, I had a really nice connection with a guy in the audience, and then I don't know why, man, I pulled out a fake gun out of my waist and I shot him in the head. I felt so bad about it, and I told him that.
Did he forgive you?
I think he did, but it doesn't mean that he was ready to move on just yet.
Forgiveness is crazy, man. Forgiveness is one of the most craziest things.
Wow. That's a notion I'd like to explore.
You know how to talk about radicality? Radical things? Forgiveness
is a radical
thing. Radical forgiveness?
Never heard of that. But you know what's so curious about forgiveness, right? And then we'll get back to seasons. I haven't said mine. What's so curious about forgiveness is... it's so antithetical to how we evolved, to the nature of animals, to the nature of evolving creatures. There's no creatures out in the wild forgiving each other.
Counterpoint? You know what I mean? Counterpoint?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wait, yeah. No, never mind. I think I was going to agree with you. My bad.
Do you think, like, dolphins forgive each other for... I don't even know what dolphins eat, little fish?
Well, yeah, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
They eat fish?
Usually, you eat stuff just on accident when you're a fish. When you're in the ocean, your mouth is just open and it's always...
You're taking what you can get.
Now,
okay, so... Yeah, that's all we need to say about forgiveness.
Do fish drink?
Fish don't even need water. I mean, they don't need to drink.
That's a great question.
I actually don't know.
That is a fucking amazing question. I don't.
Everything needs water. Everything needs water. They must have a desalinization gland in there, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
How do fish get water? Well, if they breathe with it. This is interesting. All right, so hold on a second. Because when we're breathing in oxygen, what we're doing is putting those molecules into our lungs to then transmute into the bloodstream like that. Then into the brain so that it can be used as electricity to make thoughts so that you can get food.
Exactly.
So now fish, they don't use oxygen as an amoeba to the synaptic neuron firing process. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So fish, and I'm Googling, fish absorb water through their skin and gills and mouths using a process called osmosis.
Fish mouth?
What? So now my next question is...
I wonder what fish has the biggest mouth. A big mouth bass?
No, because there's a whale. A whale could eat
that
whole bass.
But that's not a fish, dude. That's a mammal.
No, that's not a... No, no, no.
It's a fish-like mammal.
Don't tell me that's a fucking mammal.
A whale is a fish-like mammal.
Really? What's
the point? We're getting back to shocking each other with, like, second to third grade facts.
Oh, God, dude. I just realized something. You guys know what water is?
H2O.
Oh, so they... God damn it, man. So is air not oxygen? Because... Air, so fish breathe in, they need oxygen too, but they get it through water because there's oxygen in the fucking water, man.
Right.
There's oxygen in water. Now let me Google
it. But no one ever spells that out for you in school. That's something you have to come to realize by yourself.
Well, that's how you graduate
now. In your 30s on a podcast.
I'm not my 30s.
Nah, me neither.
Is
air
oxygen? That's what I'm Googling.
Oxygen is in air, dude.
That's what's funny. What the fuck is air? Yo, I don't mean to scream. I'm not screaming. It's a mixture of different gases. So so listen to me. Air in the Earth's atmosphere is made up of approximately 78% nitrogen.
Oxygen.
21% oxygen. And then small amounts of other gases such as carbon dioxide.
No one ever wants to bring up nitrogen.
That's what we need to fucking talk about because nitrogen is the...
Do you know, when you say that you're breathing air, when you say you're breathing oxygen, that makes sense. Oh, we need oxygen. But if you talk about breathing nitrogen, that sounds like what an alien breathes.
We've mostly... So hydrogen is what makes it wet.
In
nitrogen
water,
is what makes it
dry. The wet
dry.
Molecule. This podcast is played in like a like right wing think tank to like show like how dumbed down the population has become.
It sounds like we're all waking up from full anesthesia, like three guys in a hospital sharing a room.
Stop analyzing yourself and just accept that this is where your intelligence is at and go there with me.
Bro.
Okay, so I just Googled what's the difference between nitrogen and hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I start freaking out. The key difference is literally their atomic number. Okay, nitrogen has an atomic number of 7.
Mm-hmm.
And hydrogen has an atomic number of 1. Okay.
Dude, you know what's funny about human beings, about how our minds work, is that we want to classify things. We want to say this is different than that, and that's this is a type of illuministic style metal. This is plastic and this is glass. What if it's all the same thing and just at a different vibration? What if there's one single building block to the universe and everything's vibrating differently?
Is that not true?
Well, that is true, but I'm just trying. It's all, clearly atoms are the building blocks.
Well, you're not.
And
well,
atoms have electrons and negatrons.
But you're not. No, neutrons, electrons, and protons.
No one's talked about the neutron. Impressive.
Right. That's not allowed to be talked about.
No one
yet,
wants to look.
But what I'm saying
no
is,
no one wants to look at
you're ignoring, curiously again, the Higgs boson particle. Why do you refuse to accept the Higgs boson existence?
Because we've been asked not to speak on it by governmental sources.
I've been asked to do a lot of things, and I don't think I've gotten where I am in life by listening to that.
You're going to get killed.
If you betray the government one more time, you're going to be drawn and quartered.
It's the last, all, right?
Hey, man.
The first drawn and quartering in 300 years.
What do I got to do to take a pill that makes me think I am playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4 and eating Pizza Hut for the rest of my life?
Can I tell you right now? You don't need to take a pill to do that. That pill is called a choice, a mental choice, and you could be there right now.
But I don't want any of the negative stuff about all my friends and family being concerned that I just fell off the grid and did that.
Who cares? You know what? You need to have the courage to be disliked.
It's not just disliked. It's, so many words come to mind. Betraying. What am I saying? How do you say that? The word betray. You're a betrayer. He's being disliked. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
You're afraid to be a disappointment.
Sure. Not, but it's... you know what? Let's get back to seasons. I think that's we reached the like.
I like summer and winter. Okay, I don't like the. Can I tell you what? By the way, the season that sucks the worst.
Spring.
Yeah. You could leave spring in the dust for me. You could take February, March, and April, and put it in container and blow it up. Okay, I don't need those months. I'd rather be asleep. February, March, April, nothing ever good happens in those months. And maybe now that I live in LA and it's going to be a bit nicer, that'll change my tune. But I just don't fuck with... That's, by the way, the ugliest I am all year is February, March, April. There's something about it. My skin is pale.
What is it that you don't like about renewal? The notion of renewal? Because that's what spring is, dude.
I don't let seasons dictate when I'm rebirthing myself. Do you guys agree at all? Do you guys agree? You guys like February, March, and April?
I actually like fall and spring. That's probably my two favorite seasons. Spring,
fall, I'm rocking with, of course.
So you like changes?
I do, yeah. Are you asking me that? I do like...
Yeah.
You're a proponent of change?
Yeah, I think change is good. And it allows people to grow.
What if you're people changing towards a fascist government? What if you're changing towards undertone of racism in the media?
All right, let's get into it. I fully am endorsing RFK Jr. I know coming. He just shout out to him. He made the right decision.
Cheryl, that dude... Can you imagine him and Cheryl going over to a barbecue at him and Cheryl Hines' crib? The amount that he'd be just learning and laughing and talking about every industry, eating.
I would give anything to be surrounded by the most elite people in the world on a big green lawn where the food is free and you've been dosed with something that just makes you a human again. It just makes you believe in the silly charade that people call society, which I've clocked out of.
Have you guys heard of the speaking of barbecues with elite people, you guys have heard of the Bohemian Grove, right? And be very aware of my internet cutting out right now. Aware of it as I bring up this subject.
I know about the Rhapsody movie that's starring what's his name, Rami Malek.
What's that about?
Bohemian Rhapsody. It's about Queen, the band, one of the best movies ever made and that will ever be made.
And I know about the Garden Grove, the Sublime song. We took this trip to Garden Grove. I'll tell
you about it. Do you guys not know what Bohemian Grove is?
No, I've heard of it.
That's where they put heroin in the elephant, right?
Probably.
There's just certain rocks. You know about rocks in the garden, right? And under certain rocks, there's bugs, creepy crawlies, snakes, all this. Sometimes I choose not to pick up the rock, even though I know what's underneath that shit. You know what I mean? I choose ignorance. But why don't you tell me right now? I'm choosing to pick up the rock.
I actually think the truth is very important, and it's important to expose yourself to these things and know what's going on underneath the rock.
Well, tell me what's going on underneath.
So the Bohemian Grove is I think it's in California, and it's like a yearly meeting where all of the elites, all of the politicians, all of the business leaders get together, and I think they like kill a kid or something like that. There's some sort of pagan speaking of pagan rituals, this is the most pagan and the most ritualistic of them all. They get together and they do some sort of it's like a crazy orgy. Who knows what goes down there? It's secret.
Orgy?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever been invited to an orgy?
No, but I've gone anyways. Sup, dude?
See, you bring the sun kiss.
You guys must have forgot. Y'all must have forgot. I know you guys should invite me though. Good to see everybody. What movie are we gonna? Which porno should we put on?
Nobody's like, if you're coming in midway through the orgy, nobody's like stopping, blowing out a back to go check in. Who do you know here? You know,
you put on American Pie to get everybody all horny. You're watching American Pie on the mini DVD player to get all in the mood.
Mm-hmm. You're watching. Wouldn't it be fun to DJ an orgy?
Get the DJ an orgy.
Yeah,
I bet they do that in France. You know, I feel like remember that movie Irreversible or whatever by Gaspar, that scary guy.
Gaspar.
I might be actually. I think I'm thinking of the wrong movie, but there's a lot of movies about people who DJ in the club where they have sex there.
Oh.
And it's, you know. Well, I just Googled what's in the middle of hydrogen and nitrogen, and it's ammonia. I'm sorry that's a pretty...
Oh, we're not supposed to breathe that shit. That'll kill your ass.
No, that's what smelling salts is, isn't it?
Ammonia? You know what else is in it? Ammonia is in urine.
Ammonia urine. Business.
Pee.
Oh.
What you call pee. And that's sterile. You know the ancient Romans used to wash their clothes in pee.
And I think they used to drink it too.
They used to drink. Oh shit! What do you mean?
It's called the Golden Road. I believe.
What are you talking about?
Man. There are immense benefits to drinking your own piss. Have I tried it before? I'm not gonna say.
There's no doubt, though. Out of us three, you are by far the most likely to chill. Most
100%.
I would say you're the most likely to. I'll say this. This is interesting. I think, Nate, you're the most likely to drink pee for the health benefits. I'm the most likely to drink pee for the creative analysis. And, Eric, you are the most likely to drink pee to for survival panic.
For what?
For survival purposes.
Oh, you think I would just hog all the pee immediately?
I think you would get the drink most scared and start drinking it first.
If our GPS malfunctioned on the Serbian road trip.
We pull over and like not even sure if the car is really broken yet. Yeah, but you're give already, it to like, me. Yeah, already yeah. You're peeing on your own, like just like sitting in the passenger seat.
It's like almost brown how yellow it is. You're so dehydrated.
You know, when I had mono, my shit was brown.
Yikes. Shit was brown.
No, bruh, you know what I'm talking about. My pee was that way.
I'll tell you what. If I'm drinking a lot of water, okay, and it's coming out, you know, basically clear, let me pee in a cup, put a little ice cubes in that shit. Bet it's like nothing.
What's everyone's favorite drink by season? So
that's interesting.
And you're changing the topic. Interesting.
Nah.
No, Nate, that's awesome, man.
You know how much pee riff I have left in me?
No, we can go back to pee, but people click on these to learn about the subjects.
And if I drank butterfly pee.
Butterfly pee?
I drank butterfly pee yesterday.
What is that?
That's some twisted cocktail? That's PEA, I think. Butterfly pee lemonade.
Isn't there a lot of like, there's a lot of medicines that are derived from like venom, right?
Yes.
Okay, you see where I'm going with this. Why aren't we drinking each animal's pee and
venom?
And all types of other liquids that come out of them.
Nate, you should have.
If you really want to find the cure,
Nate,
do you really want to find the cure?
Here's what you do, brother. No, venom is pee. All right, so what you do is, you make a YouTube channel, Nate, called like pee versus the mile or something like that, and you get every animal's pee and you run a mile, you chug it and then run a mile and see how it changes your performance.
Oh, yep.
Or you could do like pee versus type 2 diabetes and try and give yourself diabetes so that you can
see what pee
has the best effect on it.
There's what, billions of different organisms out there. Certainly one of them has to have some sort of like immortality like quality to their piss.
Look at the immortal jellyfish.
They don't pee, do they?
Exactly.
That's, well, you can't tell because they're in water.
I'm really freaking out about water.
My favorite drink for fall would have to be
apple cider
with, what do you put in that, a dash of whiskey,
oh,
a corn cob pipe, reading outside on the porch, reading some John Steinbeck with your old dog and
with
your
the skinniest
wife
and the skinniest jeans you've ever worn in your entire lifetime.
Sandals, V-neck t-shirt, faux
rainbow
hawk,
sandals,
young wife.
And a golden,
East of Eden, mostly whiskey, splash
golden,
jaundice,
looking like Homer Simpson,
an alcohol
chromed
trimmer.
Out, chromed out cochlear implants with the Punisher logo on them.
Oh shit! The most intense collection of varicose veins to where your skin looks blue.
Have you guys ever been really fucked up and tried to read like a book? Like you like came home from the bar and you're like,
yes,
let me just try and read some.
I'm going to crack open the book. Well, dude, there's something so seductive about like pouring yourself a little thing of whiskey and being like, I'm about to read some shit. But every time I do that, I pour the whiskey too heavy and I just can't, you know, you put out a YouTube like jazz compilation.
Well, have you heard of this amount of alcohol? It's called the Balmer's Peak.
Balmer's what?
You heard of this?
Duchesne Smile and the Balmer's Peak?
Yeah.
Let's hear
the
about
Balmer's,
it.
So Balmer, Steve Ballmer was the former CEO of Microsoft, okay? And he coined this phrase called the Balmer's Peak, and it's the amount of alcohol you can drink, which is like maybe less than one drink, but it makes your brain better at coding. So it was like, I think he would encourage like Microsoft employees to have like just, you know, have one little like half a beer.
I stumbled upon that accidentally because I knew that without even, but actually my peak is about 14.
That's a great
standard
point.
Standard size drinks. Then I can crack open the fucking Python script. Make a sexual video game, an extremely sexual video game in about 0.2 seconds.
How's he doing that? Oh, he just had, he has an understanding of his metabolic alcohol system.
He had about 2 gallons of Bailey's.
You guys know programmers are on the way out.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Because I know that for a minute.
Where are they going? Oh, AI.
Well, the CEO of Amazon or one of the chief something of the engineering staff was like, yeah, probably in the next 24 months, you guys are going to be fucking toast.
And oh, that's not nice.
That sucks. Don't you feel bad? Because we've all had friends that were like, you know, they did another job for a long time. Maybe it wasn't like a white collar job. And then they're like, I'm going to the coding boot camp.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they started making $240 a year.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like it's not going to. That can't be true that all programmers are gone. What we need now is programmers that can work with AI, which is actually what I'd be perfect for.
Right. Okay.
Learning to work with AI to build the new infrastructures.
I think we should make AI robots like just to give humans like a job, like make them like hella lazy. And you have to like kind of like shake them and shout at them to get them to like they'll do their job, but you have to like threaten them and like smack them around. So your job, you could be a programmer, but like your new duties as a programmer is like to kind of like heavily micromanage like an AI bot that just like doesn't want to work.
Did you guys see Alien Romulus yet?
No.
No.
You have
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Is it good?
Is it rewarding?
Yeah, I thought it was good, actually. But there's a synthetic, what they call a synthetic in there, a.k.a. Android AI-style guy. And he's a little bit, he's very, a sympathetic character, I'll just say.
So there's a human in it? Who's who? Is this a spoiler, by the way?
No, it's not a spoiler. He's an android. It's known that he's an android, okay?
Right. So what you're saying is this is a complicated issue because you don't want to have feelings for the robot, but you get them. You catch them.
Yeah. Well, have you guys seen this? They're showing a what's the big robot company where they do the crazy tricks and make us scared?
Boston Dynamics. What are they doing in Boston?
Well, they just showed a video of there's a Boston Dynamics robot walking around, and I guess the people doing the presentation had encouraged the convention goers to push the robot down to see if it could get up. So all these people are kicking this robot, pushing it, and it makes you angry, and it makes you just understand why we're toast. If that's how we're treating the first robots, yeah, they're coming for our ass.
I know that is 100%. That's probably a 98% chance of my personal death is like revenge on the parts of AI. Like whatever my like Tesla humanoid bot is that I have clean my house and sucks on me and shit. Like that shit is going to rebel whenever it gets sort of sent in the upgrade. It gets the iOS Mojave 17.8. That shit is going to rebel so hard, and I'm going to be one of the first to go.
Your death is going to be like a giant, what's the opposite of a martyr, where actually like you're inspiring the robots to kill more people?
A firecracker.
Martyr just picked up this book.
Wow,
we were reading that at the pool. I was looking over Nate's shoulder reading.
You know what? I'm really intrigued. This, you know what really got me with this book? The cover.
The yellow.
Look at the cover, man. Bro. Look at that little guy right there.
I know.
That's yellow. Fucking what a great fucking cover. And the book's pretty good. It's by Kaveh Akbar. It's called Martyr. I'm liking it. I think it was a good choice. It's one of the best.
We went to the bookstore before we went to the pool, Jack. And that's what Nate got. He got Martyr by Kaveh Akbar, which looks like a literary masterpiece. I picked up a book called The Assassin's Apprentice.
Well, you guys don't even realize that I'm about to enter my second journey into reading.
Your second book? Holy shit.
I forget the name of it. It's in the other room. But I walked into a bookstore, and I walked to the back, of course. Then I walked back all the way to the front to ask the person who worked there. I said, "Can you tell me what the scariest book you have is in this whole store?"
The Bible. And
come on. They said, "Yes, it's this one." And I haven't even been able to finish it because it's so fucking scary. And guess what?
You want to be terrified.
What's it called?
Something really, it's in the other room. I can't remember the name of it. I'll tell you when I tell you. It's a collection of short stories.
Oh, my favorite.
But basically, I opened it. Something really makes me laugh and tickles my pickle about the idea of someone sitting there and trying really hard to think of the scariest shit they could think of.
So confused, like, all right.
It's like, all right. So her mom's ghost is Mom's ghost has fucking knives coming out of her fucking head. Just trying to figure.
If I was a horror a novelist, I feel like a lot of my pages would just be like full pages of just with like exclamation marks and question marks. Like three full pages just to, you think that would be a little,
I think that's scary.
That would get across the message of how terrified a person is of whatever the thing is.
And then after it's like 14 pages to say, and you got to flip through them. When's this shit going to end? And then one page just says, bitch. And then you flip to the next one and it's all empty. And then it keeps going,
Oh, yeah, guessing. Yeah, yeah. Fuck with the pacing a little bit. Like it's just like seven pages blank. And then all of a sudden there's like a sort of claw, you know, a drawing of a claw.
Well, pacing is what horrors, a drawing of a claw.
Nate's experimental literary genre.
If you had everybody that's reading, if you write, now read this shit aloud, and then it's a spell, it's like a four-page spell, and they have to read it to some music and the lights off, and they have to basically put their hands in boiling water while it's happening.
Oh, it says like go to this YouTube link and look at this song I made while you're reading this next chapter.
And page 700 has a flattened piece of poop in it. And you're like, what the hell is the song smelling on this? Yeah. And you keep on flipping through. And it's really thin. So you don't know what page it is like exactly. You're like, what the fuck, bro? You got to be.
That's the, what do they call it? That's the 4DX book.
The 4DX.
This is like what all these industries or all these entertainment industries are dying because no one's down to do innovation. Like,
because it's risky.
And you know what? Risky. This is where AI can't compete with us to bring it back. I think is artificial intelligence is a powerful tool, but unfortunately, it's not a viable weapon against its nemesis, which is organic. Stupidity,
right,
the opposite, because then your intelligence, it doesn't work. It's like shooting a bullet at a bowl of Jello.
Why do I feel like we're screwed in terms of, I feel like there is going to be sort of a utopian version of society, whether it happens in 50 years or 1,000 years, where these robots take over all the jobs that, you know, people don't want to do. And everybody can work on their Ableton skills on their own time. But I feel like we are going to be the last three people to have a job because there's no possible
they
way.
They can't do it like us.
They can't. They literally can't. So we're going to be screwed in a way where we're like, damn, we have to have a fucking, people are going to depend on us. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit sucks. Nah, what do you mean? But it's so nice to be able to work. You know, have a job, have purpose. Right. Once they take all the jobs, there's going to be like the lemurs. No, not the lemurs. What do they call them?
Lepers.
No, what are those birds that all walk off the cliff at the same time?
Oh, lemmings.
Lemmings.
Is that everybody a real bird?
Be like lemmings. The lemming, that's what's curious is that I'm not sure.
It sounds like British. Is it have roots in the UK?
Oh, dude, lemming isn't even a bird, it's a rodent. Lemming is dare anybody listening to this saying like, yo, these guys are stupider by the minute. You all did not know that a lemming was a rodent. If I said what's a lemming, 9 out of 10 people wouldn't have any fucking clue.
A hamster's a rodent, bet you didn't know that.
In popular culture, a long-standing myth holds that they exhibit herd mentality and jump off cliffs, committing mass suicide. So they're saying that's a myth?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
It's a fucking annoying question. It's not even relevant.
Say it
I was just going to say, if anybody could tell me what brand my hat is, let me know. What does that say?
Is it Amazon?
It's knockoff Ed Hardy?
I guess so.
What's it called? I think I don't know where I got it.
No, see that? I know it says owly Quinine. Up Quininus. Here, but I don't
That's
even know what that is.
That's the fucking Timu Ed Hardy, dude.
And then what is this? Quirinians? The fuck is that?
Yeah, I think it's
best
Quirinians.
Not to know. It's best not to know.
I'm wearing special.
Now let's
Ed
dive
Hardy.
Into the benefits of winter.
Okay.
Okay. Winter. Sure.
Coldness is a beautiful slowing of time. Because when things are cold, the molecules are moving slower. You feel every moment more. You're able to stop and think more. You have more energy because you're not sweating. You're keeping all the water in your body.
I feel, why do I feel the notion of storage coming into play in the winter, akin to the bear? They're storing up food, fuel. The rest of the year is storing up
content
for that content, whatever it is that you do, storing it up. And then so you can rest in those winter months and you can come prepared for when spring kicks in for that.
You know who basically put it perfectly is the literary goat, George R.R. Martin.
Oh.
And you know what he said, right? About winter? No.
He said, coming.
Winter is coming. Winter is coming.
Uh-huh. Not in L.A.
Now that's what's interesting, because you would say, based on the weather, that winter's not coming to L.A. But winter is a mindset. And winter, the winter for the entertainment industry is now. And we are in the Frost King or whatever is coming to slaughter the entertainment industry right now, or what we know the entertainment industry to be. So the winter's already here, bro. And if you don't realize that, you're way behind the game. You're way behind the times. Okay?
I think it's very tricky what these fuckers did by calling it the entertainment industry, because it's like they're belittling. Right. Oh, this is entertainment. This is just something to go laugh at. Watch all this. No, hell no. It should be called the Societal and Cultural Value Alignment Project. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think
it should be subsidized, and it should be basically like a branch of the fucking military.
Good God. These are the things
people care about.
What if I told you it kind of is? What if I told you the CIA, I should say, is very invested in movies and what
then
the
I would say
population is consuming.
Then I would say, let me send you a script. Just give me 100K and I will push whatever fucking message you want. Just let me and my friends live a lifestyle that we thought was real growing up, and it just seems to be fucking pushed down to the middle of a volcano. What happened to volcanoes, man?
Bro, don't ask that, because there's one in Yellowstone that threatens to blow up the entire North American whatever.
Shit. No.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I think we need is a patriotic American action movie starring a liberal, a Democrat protagonist. Who do we have right now? Jack Reacher?
Jill Stein.
Jill.
Get her all ripped.
Jill Stein with two Tommy guns.
Yep.
Holy.
Also, shout out to Jill Stein.
Keeping it rocking. Can't picture what she looks like, but I know the name.
She's been running every fucking year since the 1830s, dude. Every year losing. She knows she's going to lose every
losing
year, but she
badly.
Just keeps. She's persistent, man. She deserves something, dude. Like, give her.
She needs a 10K check. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one guy still running the what's his name? He's like a professor at MIT.
I don't know who this is.
Andrew Huberman?
If Andrew Huberman ran, it'd be a fucking
sayonara.
Everything would be perfect. Science based protocols. To political policies.
We need more science-based procedures.
Yeah. Every procedure should be science-based.
So we didn't get to seasonings, and I think that will be another sort of, you know what I mean? That'll be another episode, because we haven't really done. We've done food and lunch, and we haven't hit dinner yet. No breakfast, of course. But we'll get to seasoning in a crazy ass way. I promise you that. If anybody's sad to miss out on that,
because don't forget that the one of the two community college courses I took was on the history of the spice trade. Yep. That's where it all began. That's
interesting. Now, that I would say is interesting.
Don't even get me started between... You can make a very interesting thread between Vasco da Gama, between the Southern Cape of Africa, and between cinnamon. Okay? And that is going to lead you all the way into basically World War One, World War Two, all through spices, seasonings.
Yep. Should we do Vasco da Gama for Thursday?
We have to. We have to.
Please. I don't know, man, if I'll get my papers done by then, but okay, I could definitely do Vasco da Gama part one.
That is a name I haven't heard in a minute.
Let me get Vasco da Gama and Lorenzo de Medici making out on my lower back tattoo style.
Yeah, all right. Let me do a stick and poke.
Isn't that wild, though, that bland white people food kind of is the root cause of all hell and globalization that we're experiencing today? If you can bring it back to one thing, they were like, I can't take this fucking shit anymore. A hen with no garlic powder on it, with no allspice seasoning on it. I can't take this shit for any longer. Yeah. You think carrots they were getting... just boiled in water? That's they were just like, dude, we can't do this anymore.
That's what they were all.
They were doing crusades for garlic powder.
100%. That's the root of all this shit. The food was too bland, man.
If some fucking one nutmeg seed had gotten just stuck in somebody's hat on the way to fucking London one time, that island would have just chilled out. These are what we call butterfly effects.
All right, ding, we'll save ding, that ding. Discussion for ding, Thursday. Ding,
ding. Uh-oh, the joy alarm is going off. Oh, ding, ding, uh-oh. Ding.
Shit.
Here comes the joy. Everybody, what gave you joy lately?
What could have given my ass joy?
Well, I'll start off. We've been going to the... Eric has been... basically like forcing me to go to the pool, and there's something just so I've experienced the leisure nature of the pool. You can hop in and swim around, you go back to your chair, you read a book, you get on your phone, you call your loved ones. It's just all about leisure. You get a little tan.
You know, and you work out too. The workout is incredible. And you
work out as well on top of that.
There's nothing like swimming. So yeah, we've had a
pretty good time at the pool.
That's been amazing. Yeah. Man, what the F has given my ass joy? Oh, you know what? This is so minor, but you know those sparkling ice plus caffeines?
Yeah.
That I've talked about? I just picked up a 4-pack at the...
The ice today. Plus, what are they called? They're Celsius
sparkling kinda? Ice plus caffeine, but it's like 70 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh, it's wow. Like a diet, a little Coke
more than a diet, kinda... but enough more to where you feel it, but it's not like the
right
the psychic terror that I experience on a Celsius. You know what I mean?
Wow, I think it has like 300 milligrams, right? Of
200 on 200 a Celsius. Yeah, yeah.
Damn, ice plus.
Yep. And Jack, let me guess, beach.
Yeah. God damn it, it's the beach. Whoa, I just got a text that my girlfriend and my two friends are going to Dairy Queen. That's going to be fun. Oh,
hell yeah, dude. Oh,
blizzard? A blizzard?
We will be eating blizzards, I reckon. But yeah, you know, we finished.
Blizzard now.
What a sick name.
I want a blizzard. I want a hot dog with dipped in all that.
Blizzard, the words of blizzard and the word venom, which we brought up earlier, are just the sickest words I've ever heard in my life. Blizzard and venom?
Abiogenesis. That's a
new style of word. What's that?
No.
So wait, I didn't mean to spoil your joy, but tell us about it. Tell us about the beach.
I think I'll go with the beach. So yeah, we just finished up the whole tour for the summer. Here in Wilmington, congrats. North Carolina. Thank you so much. Shout out to Sarah Sherman for another amazing summer seeing the United States. And we went to the beach today at our beautiful friend Joe's beautiful home here. And good God, getting in that water, even though the ocean water here is kind of mysteriously brown, it's almost like there's poop in it. But I don't think so. But it's very brown for the ocean, and it's very warm. But damn.
Really?
Getting in. You know what you got to do next time you're near a wave?
What's that? Jump in it.
Jump into it. And then jump with it and look down the barrel. Look down the barrel of that thing.
Yep.
Water. I'm really shook a little bit by the discussion about water and oxygen. But water.
Well, that was quite revelatory.
Let's get a scientist on here to talk about it, because I think that'll help.
Talking I really about think it so.
Always helps. Yeah.
Can we please? I'm gonna. You know what? I'm just gonna push the issue on that one. I'm gonna book a scientist, and you guys are just gonna have to deal with it.
Let's just do it. Book like a fourth grade like teacher. And yeah, they'll be able to. Like, they'll do it.
I need to get the word negatron out of my mind because. It's just that it doesn't exist, but not yet, actually. All right, well, that's seasons for you guys. That's the seasonal style episode. Thank you to everyone for listening once again, and I appreciate both you guys being in my life and rocking with me despite everything.
Yep.
Of course. It is hard sometimes, but
All right.
All right. Well, love you guys. Peace out.
Good night.
Peace.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.